Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome the dear viewers of Madani channel back to our beautiful silsila the beautiful program let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in this beautiful program we'll listen to you know some unique and amazing stories from the Holy Quran and of course from those stories we try to collect some lessons whatever we can and try to implement them in our lives and of course we should have that intention that whatever we learn from the Holy Quran we should try and implement them into our lives because the Holy Quran is actually our guide. The Holy Quran is our leader. The Holy Quran shows us the right direction. It shows us the right path. It is our light in times of darkness. It is our guide in times when we are lost. So Quran has everything there for us. What's needed is that we take out some time and learn the Holy Quran. You know, this brings to mind as well that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, there is a lot of emphasis on reciting the Holy Quran correctly. And there is so much of concentration on this department through Madrasatul Madina Balighan, in which the adults learn the Holy Quran, how to read the Holy Quran properly. Then for the children, Madrasatul Madina, around the world, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So what's needed is that we take out some of our time, learn the Holy Quran, how to recite it correctly, and then try to understand it with its translation, Kanzul Iman, and try to gain some lessons from the Quranic verses, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So today as well, we have a very, very, very interesting story. And this story is way back in history. Allahu Akbar. And today we're speaking about an event which actually took place the first time. First time that thing, that incident ever took place in the history of humanity. What was exactly that? The thing was, let's listen to a narration regarding Durood-e Pak. And after that, we shall come back, inshallah. Have patience. Let's send salutations upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then we return, inshallah, azza wa jal. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites durood upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the story today is actually about an event which took place first time in the history of humanity. And yes, of course, it has been taking place since then. And this story is about a murder. The first murder to take place on the face of this earth. So who was that first murderer? And who was that who was murdered first? Yes, the Holy Quran tells us this lesson. The Holy Quran tells us this amazing story. The first person who committed the murder in the earth is Qabil. His name was Qabil. And the first person who was murdered was Habil. Qabil and Habil, they both are sons of Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. During pregnancy, Sayyidina Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha would conceive twins every time. One being a baby boy and the other being a baby girl.
The boy of the pregnancy was married to the girl of the other pregnancy. Because obviously the humanity, the race of human beings was just starting. It was just, you know, getting bigger and bigger. So that was just the very start. So Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha would conceive two babies at a time, a boy and a girl. So the rule was, because that was a separate sharia, that was the sharia of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So the boy of the first pregnancy gets married to the girl of the second pregnancy. So following this tradition, Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam wished to marry Qabil with Liyuza, who was born with Habil. But Qabil showed his disobedience and he was not happy over the decision, because Aqlima was prettier, and Qabil desired to get her. Meaning Aqlima and Qabil were twins of the same pregnancy, and Habil and Liyuza were twins of a different pregnancy. So the rule is that Qabil is supposed to get married to Liyuza and Habil is supposed to get married with Aqlima. So Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned this, that Qabil, you shall be married to Liyuza. And Qabil wasn't happy. Qabil wanted to marry Aqlima, who was more prettier than Liyuza. So Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam tried to explain Qabil that Aqlima was born with him. Therefore, she was her sister and he cannot marry her. But Qabil showed stubborn attitude over this issue. Finally, Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam ordered them to offer their sacrifices to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and told them that the one whose sacrifice will be accepted will deserve Aqlima. In those days, the sign of the acceptance of sacrifice was that a fire from the sky would come down and engulf the sacrifice. A fire would come and take that sacrifice. So if the fire came and took the sacrifice, that's a sign that the sacrifice has been accepted. Therefore, Qabil offered some grains of wheat and Habil offered a goat for sacrifice. The fire from the sky engulfed the sacrifice of Habil and left the wheat grains of Qabil. So this is how it happened. Meaning the sacrifice of Habil was accepted, because Habil sacrificed a goat and that goat was accepted, and Qabil sacrificed few grains of wheat and that was not accepted. So at this, Qabil became jealous to Habil and he intended to murder Habil. Allahu Akbar, the result of jealousy. Why was his accepted and not mine? So he threatened Habil that he will kill him. Habil said to Qabil that acceptance of sacrifice is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and he accepts the sacrifice of only pious people. If you had been pious, then your sacrifice would have been accepted. Furthermore, Habil also said to Qabil that if you raise your hand to kill me, I will not raise my hand on you, because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want my sins as well as yours to be on your account. So as a result, you may be destined to the hell, the destination of the unjust people. Finally, Qabil killed his brother. And at the time of murder, Habil was just 20 years old. And this incident took place in Makkatul Mukarrama, near the mountain of Thawr, or in the valley of the mountain of Hira. Some are of the viewpoint that it took place in Basra, near Masjid Azam, on Tuesday. Wallahu ta'ala alam. But the thing is that a brother murdered a brother. Qabil killed Habil. Now, you know, obviously, Habil and Qabil, these names rhyme a lot, and it is seen that people usually get confused also. So an easy way to remember it is that the one who is coming on the scale of Qatil, murderer, starting with Qaf, Q. So Qabil, Qatil. So that's how we can remember it easily. So, well, Qabil was the murderer and Habil was the one who was murdered. Now it has been reported that when Habil was killed, when Qabil killed Habil, an earthquake kept on shaking the earth for 7 days. Every creature plunged into turmoil. Kabil, who had a fair complexion and was very handsome before killing his own brother, turned black and ugly. This incident intensely grieved Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Obviously, he lost his son, that to a pious son. He alayhi salam was so much grief stricken by the death of his son Habil that he alayhi salam did not smile for 100 years and wrote an elegy in Suryani language in the memory of Habil, and it has been translated in Arabic as تغيرت البلاد ومن عليها فوجه الأرض مغبر قبيح تغير كل ذي لون وطعم وقل بشاشة الوجه الصبيح. Allahu Akbar, the translation of which is, a change has overwhelmed all the cities and their inhabitants. The face of the earth has been blurred and cursed. Everything having colors or taste has been changed, and the charm of the fair color has vanished away. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam dismissed Qabil from his court out of extreme anger and invoked curse onto him. The accursed Qabil then carried Aklima with him and went to Yemen and settled in the land of Aden. Iblis approached him now. Allahu Akbar, Shaitan approached him and tempted him that the reason behind the fire eating the sacrifice of Habil was that he used to worship fire. Allahu Akbar, what an attack of Shaitan. Therefore, you too should erect a temple for the fire and then you should worship the fire. Therefore, Qabil is the first person who worshipped the fire and is also the first one to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was also the first to commit murder, and he is the first criminal who will be thrown into hell. It has been mentioned in a blessed hadith that all the unjust bloodshed that would take place over the surface of this earth, Qabil will be the major stakeholder in that sin, because he is the one who initiated this sin. He is the one who started this act of crime. The ending of Qabil took place in such a way that his son, who was blind, threw a stone that killed him. Thus, this cruel Qabil, who was cursed and rejected and died such a bad death, he died such unimaginably. Allahu Akbar. And this is all mentioned in Ruhul Bayan. After 5 years to the murder of Habil, Sayyidina Sheeth alayhi salam was born at that time. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was 130 years old. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam named his intelligent son as Sheeth. This word belongs to the Suryani language that means gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, such a wonderful name with such a wonderful meaning. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam taught all the 50 holy scriptures to his son Sheeth alayhi salam that had been revealed to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He alayhi salam appointed Sayyidina Sheeth alayhi salam as his administrator and his successor, his inheritor. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam supplicated for prosperity of his progeny. Our holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is among the progeny of Sayyidina Sheeth ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. This event has been described in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 27 to 30, translation from Kanzul Iman. And recite to them the true story of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, when both of them offered separate sacrifices. So the sacrifice of one was accepted and the others was not accepted. He, the former, said, "I swear I will kill you." Then the other answered, "Allah only accepts from the one who fears Allah. Indeed, if you raise your hand against me to kill me, I shall not raise my hand against you to kill you. I fear Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the Lord of the worlds. I desire this, that you alone should be burdened with both mine and your sins. So you become amongst the people of hell, and this is the punishment for the unjust ones. So his nafs, evil, base self, inner self, incited him to kill his brother. So he killed him and remained in loss. So dear viewers of Madani channel, what do we understand? What do we learn from this story from the Holy Quran? A story which is actually an eye-opener. Allahu Akbar. Let's get into some points regarding this narration, this incident from the Holy Quran. That the very first murder in the world took place due to a dispute over a woman. Therefore, we should seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from being victim of an unlawful relation with women. You know, this is a lesson for us. Sometimes we just fall into the attraction of beauty. Sometimes we just get into the attraction of our carnal desires, of the desires of our nafs, the desires of our inner self. We should remember this story at that time, that the first crime, the first murder took place due to such carnal desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evils of shaitan, from the evils of our inner self. Secondly, Qabil was actually jealous, and as a result, he killed his brother. Allah, what an outcome of jealousy. This account teaches us, this incident teaches us that how dangerous jealousy is and how it can destroy a person's soul. That's why the Holy Quran orders us to keep seeking refuge of Allah Azza wa Jal from jealousy. Thus the Holy Quran mentions in Surah Al-Falaq, verse number 5, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and from the evil of the envier when he envies me. Another point we learn here, how grave sin it is to kill an innocent person, a person who has not done anything wrong. Committing this sin, the son of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was cursed and expelled from the court of his father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. As a result, he died as an unbeliever and a polytheist, and will remain a shareholder in every murder until the day of judgment. Thus, he will suffer the adab, the punishment, the torment in the hell forever. We also learn that the innovator of a sinful act will be held accountable for sins of all those people who act upon that sin until the day of judgment. So whenever we initiate something, whenever we do something, we should do thinking of its end results. Especially looking at the situations today, we have to be very careful. I will make a point about social media, that what are we posting on social media today? What are we posting on our status updates today? What are we posting on our story updates today? On our Facebook, our Instagram pages, on our social media pages, what are we uploading today? Whatever we are uploading, will it be a means of reward for me or not? We should think about it. Will it bring thawab to me? Will it be in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will it be in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine you die now. You die right now. And whatever data you have left from your accounts towards social media after your death, people go and visit those pages or those websites or those whatever accounts they were, and they watch whatever videos you posted, they read whatever post you had sent. If they are sinful because of that, remember, you shall also be sinful. So this is a message we should take from here, that any sin we initiate, anybody who follows that sin, even after we have died, Allahu Akbar, those sins will also be added to our account. We do not want that. And on the contrary, on the other hand, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any act of goodness, any act of worship is initiated, which does not contradict the sharia. Allahu Akbar, he shall be rewarded, and those who act upon it shall be rewarded. So whatever we do, it should be in light of the pleasure of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's take this message from this episode of Let's Listen to a Story from the Holy Quran, that whatever we upload on social media shall be in accordance with Quran, shall be in accordance with the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It should revolve around the pleasure of Allah and His blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It should not be something which can bring sins into our accounts in the future, and it should be such a thing which can bring the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That no matter, even if we are dead, we are in our graves, the person who sees those things, the person who watches such Islamic videos or good videos, a person who benefits from your donations, a person who reads the Quran which you had donated, a person who becomes an alim through your money, you get the thawab of that. Let's initiate acts of goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. That help one another on the acts of goodness, and do not help one another on the acts of sins and disobedience. So we have to help one another on the acts of goodness, inshallah. Whatever we do, whatever we initiate, whatever our actions may be, wherever we are investing, whatever we are uploading, whatever we are saying, whatever we are writing, should be such which has a good end result and not a bad end result. Another point we learn from this incident of the Holy Quran, that it is not necessary for a child of a pious person, of pious parents, to be pious as well. The children of pious people can also be deviant, because Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is distinguished Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is also Safiyullah, subhanallah. But you have seen now that what happened with Qabil, he was the son of a Nabi. Everyone should keep supplicating to Allah for pious offspring. Sometimes parents have this complaint, what's wrong with my child? What's wrong with my child? And they keep blaming themselves. Yes, of course, at many instances, the parents are to blame as well, that maybe when it was the correct time to mold their children towards the right direction, they did not do it. But at times, it is not necessarily the fault of the parents. It's not necessary. If the father is pious, if the mother is pious, so definitely, the child will also be pious. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us pious offspring, inshallah ta'ala. And those who are suffering through the disobedience of their children, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant those children the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them from the footpath of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them from the footsteps of Qabil, from the footsteps of shaitan, from the footsteps of listening to the inner desires of a person's nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the excellence of the Holy Quran. May our hearts be enlightened with the noor of the Holy Quran. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this was a story from the Holy Quran. And we also attained some lessons from this beautiful story of the Holy Quran, which was actually an eye-opener for us. What did we gain? What did we learn? Whatever we learned, we have to remember, inshallah. Share it to others as well. Share it with the family, with the children, with the relatives, with your friends, inshallah ta'ala. Let's be inventors, or let's be preachers of goodness and attain reward from Allah ta'ala. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.